of the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Miss Emily, and I'm here with Mr. Sam.
Hi, everyone.
So let's grab the star block and get started. Today we have Miss Olga with us. Welcome, Miss Olga.
Hi, everybody.
Kids, you can grab your devotional or sit back and listen along as Miss Olga tells us about the story of Hagar, Tears in the Desert. Take it away, Miss Olga.
All right. Tears in the Desert, the story of Hagar. Do you remember yesterday's story? We talked about a man named Abraham and the big promise God made to him. God's big promise was that one of Abraham's great-great-great-grandchildren will be a child who would bring God back to earth. God kept his promise, all right? He gave Abraham and Sarah a son named Isaac. But Abraham and Sarah didn't always keep their promises, and sometimes they sinned in ways that hurt other people. One of those people was Hagar. Hagar lived with Abraham and Sarah, but she wasn't treated very well at all. She did everything Abraham and Sarah told her to do, but it never seemed like enough. Why? Well, Sarah was jealous of Hagar, and I'm sure you know that you can't be jealous of someone and loving to someone at the same time. One time, Sarah was so mean to Hagar that Hagar ran away out into the desert. And it looked like Hagar was going to die all alone out there because there wasn't any water in the desert. But God saw right where she was. God heard her when she was crying. And God came to her and gave her some water. Not only that, God promised to give her a son too. Hagar was surprised that God looked out for her. So surprised that she gave God a special name that means God sees me. I wish I could tell you things were better after that, but when Hagar went back to Abraham and Sarah, they weren't any nicer. So Hagar had to leave again, this time with her son. And just like the last time, they were wandering around in the desert with no water. Just like last time, it looked like Hagar and her son were about to die. Just like last time, Hagar began to cry and cry. But just like last time, God saw her. Just like last time, God heard her. And just like last time, God gave Hagar and her son water. You see, God was with Hagar. Even when Sarah was mean to her, even when she felt alone in the desert, even when she thought she would die from thirst, God was with Hagar. God was with Hagar's son too. He would grow up to be a great warrior, an expert with a bow and arrow, and years later, he would have kids of his own, and they would have kids of their own until Hagar became a great nation. But even while Hagar's nation became great, they kept on wandering around in the desert, and as they wandered in the desert, they wished they could find a true home. One where no one would be mean to them and they would never get thirsty. God would provide a home like that. But because of sin, it would be a very, very long time until he did. Because God couldn't remain, sin drove him away. So Hagar began to hope and to pray, God, would you come back to stay?
There's times in our life where things don't go too well, but we know that God is with us. So, Miss Olga, what reminds you that you are not alone, that God is there?
That's a good question. Usually when I go outside and I look around into nature, that's a very nice reminder that God is with me. And it also reminds me of God's greatness. Another time that I feel like I know that God is with me is when I read the Bible and when I'm praying. You know, I can feel his presence. And especially when I'm singing or praising him, that's another way where I can feel him in my heart and just feel his presence in me. So that's, you know, the way that I feel.
There's so many things that that God is always around us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms.
Many reminders, many reminders. Yes, thank you.
Nice. Well, everyone, I'm glad you were able to join us. So let's turn the day 4 block to reveal a well and place the star block on top of the well block. So let me close in a word of prayer. God, thank you so much for being with us, for just surrounding us with your presence that we can know that you're there. Thank you for caring for our needs and providing for us. And we love you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so join us tomorrow when we find out about the people God picks. And don't forget,
the king is coming!
So Hagar began to hope and to pray. So Hagar began to hope and to pray. God will come back to stay.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.